Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The public is cautioned to avoid contact with river water 1,000 feet upstream and downstream from the city's wastewater treatment plant and to thoroughly cook any shellfish harvested in the immediate vicinity. Over the past couple of days, Florence wastewater treatment plant operators have discovered possible contaminants in the wastewater stream. Public Works Director Mike Miller says tracking down the chemical agent is difficult. Water samples are being processed by an outside laboratory to help determine the contaminant or level of toxicity of the agent causing the disruption. The contaminant readings have hampered staff's ability to accurately test for Enterococcus bacteria. This puts the plant at risk of higher levels of bacteria than their permit allows. Miller is hopeful that the chemical agent is an accidental release. But if you have witnessed anyone dumping chemicals, paints, herbicides, or pesticides into the sewer system, call Florence Public Works at 541-997-4106. Lane County reported 30 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday and no new cases for Florence. The 7-day running average remains at 30 per day. Lane County is also inching up on the vaccination percentages to 61.3%, which was a 0.8 of a percentile increase from the previous reporting on Sunday. Statewide, there is still a ways to go before the goal of 70% is reached. What the numbers do not show is that some federal sites have not yet been included in the data, which could be a significant change to the numbers. New risk level changes are expected from the governor's office today. The recent cases accumulated over the weekend in Lane County could mean that the county has not yet reached a lower level of risk, but currently sits right on the cusp of moderate level. Habitat for Humanity is looking for your used bottles or cans. The drive-through donation event will be May 29th from 10 to 2 p.m. in front of the parking lot of the Restore, 2016 Highway 101. Volunteers will be on hand to collect redeemable bottles and cans directly from your vehicle. If you cannot make the drive-through event, you can leave your deposit cans and bottles at any time in the collection containers located behind the building. After a series of delays due to the COVID pandemic and earlier changes in management, Port of Siuslaw is fast-tracking meetings and looking for general community input for its 5-year strategic business plan. While critical stakeholders have been identified and contacted, the port is now encouraging general stakeholders to go to theportofsiuslaw.com and to fill out the public survey. Port Manager David Huntington says the process is now being accelerated and a series of public meetings are being planned over the summer. Interested parties should watch the port website for upcoming meeting times. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021.